Okay, Tuesday, April 25th, 2023, classic heavy day, below parallel with an Olympic lift. I think everyone's going to really enjoy today. So today's workout is every 2 minutes for 30 minutes, one squat clean. So in case anyone's confused by that math, you do your warm-up. Of course, make sure you watch the other video attached to today as we attach to every heavy day, entitled How to Approach Heavy Days. Mission critical information in there, so watch that. You warm up, you're ready to start the workout, you've chosen your weight, you begin the clock, you do one squat clean. Let's say that takes you 5 seconds. You rest the remaining 1 minute and 55 seconds until the clock hits 2 minutes. You do another single squat clean. You rest until the clock says 4 minutes. The clock continues to run, you never stop the clock. When the clock says 4 minutes, you do your third squat clean. And basically you do this until you have done 15 squat cleans is what you'll get in. So it says every minute, every 2 minutes on the minute for 30 minutes, one squat clean, okay? But you're gonna get in a total of 15 repetitions if that helps you do the math and all that good stuff. I think it'll be a fun one. Hope people enjoy it. It's a great, great lift. Explosive hip drive, midline, below parallel. It's basically awesome. For the wild card option, same deal, every 2 minutes for 30 minutes. So you're gonna get in 15 repetitions going every 2 minutes. One hang squat clean. So we are reducing the complexity of the workout by eliminating the pull off of the ground. So you'll start from the hang position. Scaled option, every 2 minutes for 30 minutes. One power clean, and then once you have it in the front rack position, do a front squat. So we're still gonna pull from the ground, we're still gonna receive it in the front rack position, then we're gonna squat it, so we will still pass below parallel. We're meeting all of the metrics as the regular workout of the day, but by piecing together the power clean and the front squat, we're reducing the overall technical complexity of having to do a squat clean and getting everybody to the same finish line. And of course, a huge part of scaling or modifying any of these options today is just the loading that you choose to have on the bar. So yes, you want to appropriately challenge yourself, but if you really need to make it a technique day, and you know, then just reduce the loading. You're gonna be just fine, especially if you're a little bit newer in your fitness journey. Your friends and mine on the limited equipment crew, 75 dumbbell hang squat cleans. Yeah, enjoy that one. Now, what I said here is try to do 5 reps or more each time you touch the dumbbells. So if that means you have to, you know, you start off with a set of 5 or 7 or 9 or whatever you get, and it's taxing, you set the dumbbells down, you're like, I think I could pick them up and do another 2 or 3. I would ask you to rest a bit more until you think you could get 5. Now, you know, you might fall a little bit short. You know, you're like, I didn't rest enough. I only got 3 or 4. That's okay. It's a learning experience. Use your notes section there in the Beyond the Whiteboard app to be better prepared for next time. And of course, we say it with a pair of 50s or 35 pounders, but if you have a different dumbbell loading that makes more sense for you, by all means, feel free to use it. Heavy day, below parallel. Hope you enjoyed it. I'll see you back here tomorrow for Wednesday's workout.